in that dish or no?
I didn't catch the first part of what you said. I do have a dish up there though. Yep.
And now you got a dish network as a TV, Roger?
I do, yep. That's what I got.
Okay, you see that stand? The stand on that dish network, where they put the four bolts on the shingles. Get you a SAM mount, a SAM stand. I can give you the name of them there on Amazon too. Roger.
Yeah, if you have the name of it, that would be great. I've already got that antenna here, so if you have the name of that mount, that would help me out.
I used to sell satellite, so I used to put the stand, then put the dish. What I did with this one, I had a dish. I took the dish out. I used that bracket, you know, like a... I call it, I don't know what they call them, but I'll figure it out for you and give me a few minutes and I tell you exactly what to get. And it's very easy. And that comes with a clamp. That antenna comes with a clamp and you just kind of hand tie it. That's all it needed.
Yeah, I saw that it looks like it comes with a couple of clamps, so I imagine if that mount is just a pole more or less, it'd be pretty easy to clamp it right onto it. And then the next part will be figuring out how to run the coax inside. But that'll be for when it's warmer outside.
And you know what? Get you a good coax because you're a little bit far away from the repeater. So you need a good coax too, Roger.
Yeah, I picked up Yellowmore 400, which from what I understand is the better of the coax that you can get. And I'm hoping that this antenna, which it looks like it will, I have my ham license as well, so it looks like this one will do pretty much everything for me.
And I can give you the name. See, there are two kinds of those 400. One is not flexible, and the one is flexible. The flexible from a DX engineer, that's the flexible one. But you have to call him. You tell him you want those PL-259 that will fit that radio. You got out there, Roger?
All right, that's DX Engineering, you said? I'm familiar with that site, but I think that's what I heard.
Yes, DX Engineer. I have their phone number if you like. You can talk to them, talk to them is better. But, you know, he can get like maybe another 5 or 10 feet, a little bit longer. It's a little bit expensive, I'm going to tell you something. But it's a good coax cable. And nothing else to beat that one. I'm on the 240 LMR. And this LMR, I bought it from, I don't know if you remember, Radio Shack. Roger?
I do. I miss having Radio Shack, actually. That was one of the few places you can go and actually get that stuff. But I thought I heard that they were still around online. I haven't looked, but I will reach out to GX Engineering on that coax. It sounds like it'll be good.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because you're a little bit far away from the repeater. and you can hit Mount Clemens repeater, and I don't know where you're at. You must be on the Flint repeater. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on 675 right now. I can't seem to get into 625 for whatever reason. But I can get into 675 and Troy 575, no problem, it seems like.
Yeah, and you know what? From there, you close by West Bloomfield, and they always talk on 675. And I had people from where you're at, they were talking about 625 from there. Because 625 repeater is very, very high in the air. Roger?